Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Annika Smith, broadcasting from the CSC in Seattle. Evolution academic freedom bills spread to more states. National movement grows. Five states, Michigan, Florida, Louisiana, Alabama, and Missouri, are currently considering adoption of academic freedom legislation designed to protect teachers who teach both the scientific strengths and weaknesses of evolutionary theory. Introduction of similar legislation is being considered by legislators in several other states, indicating the national scope of this movement.
Often in this debate, the issues at hand get misrepresented, and so our goal will be to fully and straightforwardly explain that this is about science and helping prepare the best scientists of the future for our state, for our country.
Said Representative John Molinar, sponsor of academic freedom legislation in Michigan.
And a big part of that is enabling them to have the academic freedom to explore and critically examine scientific theory.
Many of the bills have been adapted from sample legislation developed by Discovery Institute, including a model statute posted online at www.academicfreedompetition.com. According to biologist Jonathan Wells, a research scientist at the Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture, who holds a PhD from University of California, Berkeley.
In many states, public school teachers, students, and even college professors face intimidation and retaliation when they attempt to discuss scientific evidence and arguments criticizing Darwin's theory of evolution. It seems to me that in institutions receiving taxpayer support, which means most educational institutions in this country, it is entirely appropriate for the government to ensure that teachers and students will be able freely to discuss the evidence and scientific arguments both for and against evolutionary theory.
New developments in academic freedom legislation include a legislative hearing today on Missouri's academic freedom bill. Tuesday, an academic freedom bill was introduced in Michigan, bringing the number of states currently considering legislation to five. Monday, the Louisiana State Senate passed an academic freedom bill 35-0. Also on Monday, the Florida House passed a bill 71-43 that would require inclusion of scientific criticisms of Darwin's theory in the classroom. The Florida Senate previously passed an academic freedom bill that would protect the rights of teachers to do this. The two bodies must now reconcile their bills before the end of this year's legislative session. And last week, an academic freedom bill was introduced in Alabama. Recently, a movie focused on academic freedom, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, has raised public awareness of attacks on educators and scientists who question Darwin's theory of evolution. Since the film first began screening for private audiences, and since its public opening in theaters earlier this month, there has been growing support for academic freedom acts to protect teachers who want to teach both the scientific evidence for and against Darwinism. For continuing updates on this legislation and other movements involving academic freedom, stay tuned to Evolution News at evolutionnews.org. For ID the Future, this is Annika Smith, broadcasting from the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.